Seeds of indoctrination are in harvest today. Fiction versus reality. It's been said that truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often. It is being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. This coming from the up-and-comings out of the public school systems, which have been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a clear violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Interesting, we have these young moviegoers and their parents looking to book a hotel in a country that doesn't exist, while it is these same young people out in the streets protesting the Second Amendment, which is a reality and a part of the American Bill of Rights. Oh, how proud Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and other such dictators would be to see what is happening in America today. There you have it, a generation of young people raised up to march and protest to disarm themselves of their own God-given rights. Well, let's go ahead and go back and take our forefathers and have them face off with the modern indoctrinated young people of the day. And this includes the corrupt politicians that are attempting to disarm the American people. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, Americans, not a privilege. As a matter of fact, when you go back to Samuel Adams, he wrote, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." Now, with all of that which is going on with these anti-gunner politicians surrounded by armed security details, mind you, working hard for their special interest groups rather than upholding the United States Constitution, yes, the United States Constitution, which they swore an oath to uphold, and instead we see them and using the tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy, massacre, which in many cases are induced false flag events. In other words, conspired black ops. One must understand the methods and the language of their enemies. Going back to William Pitt the Younger, he said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement upon human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Furthermore, when you look to the anti-gunner corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask, where do they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon our God-given rights, namely that of the American people? Well, I cannot find it. Why? Because it isn't there. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They are the type that you must lawfully remove, or else you will lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites. Remembering what the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, rightly said, he said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. In other words, you must fight for your God-given rights. It is the difference between a free people and an enslaved people. Again, there are no in-betweenites. Remember, George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, said, "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them." Therefore, it might be well for you to take a couple of minutes and read what our forefathers had to say in their writings during the ratification to establish gun rights to Americans as a whole, namely the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. I mean, who knows better what the Second Amendment means than our founding forefathers that established our God-given rights? Remember, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So first, who are the militia? Well, if we go over to George Mason, he said,
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated,
that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's absolutely amazing to me, friends. Here, just tell me how much sense this makes, okay? I want to throw this at you really quick, all right? So I'm looking at quotes from our forefathers, and as I'm looking at quotes from our forefathers, namely the presidents, the said presidents of the United States of America, I sit there and I ponder some of the things that have been said by our forefathers. And as I'm thinking about them, I'm thinking of, like, for example, James Garfield, where he said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Do you look at Congress today, your said representatives, do you see a reflection, Americans? I hope you do. Because when you see a reflection, wouldn't it quicken you to take responsibility in righting the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12, concerning what's happening in this country, rather than just kind of cast it off because you don't want to hear it, or just to cast it off because you want to be derelict of your duty? Well, let me tell you what this looks like. And I'm going to give it to you again from President James Garfield. He said, if that body be ignorant, your Congress, if it be reckless and corrupt, and he said, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. Okay? So when we look at what's happening in the country, when I say that every country deserves the government that it has, folks, you're the government, and your representatives merely reflect you, the government, not the other way around. So when you complain about what's going on in government, you're merely complaining about what you're allowing your said representatives to do, just like James Garfield is sharing with us right here. He said, if the next centennial does not find us a great nation, he said, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation, which reflects the church first and foremost, they do not aid in controlling the political forces. In other words, you're allowing corruption to do the things that they do. And what's terrible about all of that, the more that, for example, if I lay out there a headline that says, for example, you are the militia, any sense of responsibility when you lay it on the people, they don't want to hear it. I'm just trying to get you to understand what I get to see every day of my life. I've already talked to both of my said representatives today. I talked to the county sheriff today. I've talked to people on a national level today concerning what's going on in their country. And you know what they continuously parrot back to me? They reiterate over and over and over and over and over and over again, the people need to get involved. The people need to get involved. Because what's going on in this country right now is not going the right direction. And as I've said, friends, Numbers 32 comes to my aid, 23. Your sin is finding you out. And unless you take responsibility and right the wrongs, this is going to get a lot worse than where we're at right now. You can rest assured. You can rest assured of it. Now, I want to go over to Leviticus 26 real quick, and I want you to hear this because it comes back to me as just being as the plainest as I can possibly make it when it comes to Scripture. This isn't difficult. The answers to the issues that we face today in America, they are not difficult. They're not, folks, this applies to all nations, as a matter of fact. But it's not difficult to understand what the problem is. It's not all of that we see out there. It's all of us not taking heed or paying careful attention to ourselves. Listen carefully. 26:15 of Leviticus. What does it say? The Lord said in verse 14, let me start there. But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes as to how to deal according to my word and my government with crimes that you see in front of you today, or if your soul abhor my judgments, evil men understand not judgment, so that you will not do all of my commandments, he said again, but that you break my covenant, he said, this is what I'll do unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning og. That shall consume the eyes, cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. Are you seeing your enemies eat things up today? Yeah. Are you seeing your tax dollars being reallocated to the enemy within and without by your said Judas scoundrels that have been appointed to go ahead and play the man on the behalf of those that control them? Because you know as well as I do, that's exactly what's happening here. Yeah. That's right. You know why that's happening? Because the people put up with it. They haven't kept the Lord's commandments. They haven't kept his statutes in dealing with criminals in such a fashion as he's commanded. What man has done is they've replaced it with the commandments of men, which make void the commandments of God. And then you're getting man's resolve, which is not resolve, but you see them breeding themselves more and more and more and more. Let me go on here. And then he says this, he said, I will set my face against you. This is what the Lord says. And you shall be slain before your enemies. That's what's coming. And we're already seeing that, right? They that hate you, the Bible says, under judgment, shall reign over you. And you shall flee, be in terror-stricken or a terror-stricken state. You will flee when none pursueth. That's how scared you're going to be. And that's what dictators do. They operate through a lie. They continuously make themselves out to be and embellish themselves to be a lot bigger and bolster themselves up to be a lot bigger than what they really are. Folks, that's one of the things that the enemies are afraid of more than anything else is the fact that it's a small portion that is controlling the masses and they're using the propaganda machine through the Mockingbird media, Micah 6:16, to continuously propagandize you, to paralyze you through fear, to continuously beat you down, browbeat you into submission, to demoralize you, and the list goes on. Everything the Lord told you not to do, you're allowing the corrupt to do because that's what you're feeding on, okay? The Lord again comes back and he says, if you don't want to listen to me for this, he says, your enemies are going to flee when none pursueth. It's going to be a lie. And then he said, I'm going to set my face against you and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you. We already see that across the boards. Those that hate us are being allowed to reign over us, okay? And if you will not, again, here comes another warning, another level of judgment. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Folks, you're in the seven times more stage. When is it that you're going to say, I've had enough, Lord, I repent? Look at his law. Notice how you've transgressed it and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and back by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. Just telling people, if you're just joining us now, as to why the country is in the state that it is in, it's because the American people don't want to take responsibility. The other side of that is people will say that there is absolutely nothing we can do about it. Well, that's what they want you to believe. And really what it comes down to is you believing the voice of man over the voice of God. And I've never been one to believe the opposite of what the Lord has said. Call me a fool for Christ if you will, but I believe what he says. He is a God of impossibilities in every sense of the word. And the fact of the matter is John Knox was right, the field prophet of Scotland. He was right when he said a man with God is always in the majority. How is it that if you're born of the Spirit of God and you're of the seed of David and you read the book of Psalms and you see the promises that God gave to David in every facet of his life, and then you take it over to the Christ who is of the seed of David, and understanding that he said in John 14:12 that greater works will you do than I did. How is it that you're in a position when everything belongs to the Lord, the government sits upon his shoulder, he has control over all things in heaven and earth, for he is the creator of all, Matthew 28:18, and yet there's nothing you can do, and then you sit there and have the audacity to call yourself a Christian? That is a lack thereof. That is a lack thereof. Every step of the way from the beginning of time to where we're at right now, miracles have been wrought because of the few that believed the Lord. Okay? The history of the church is the backs of the Christians are up against the wall. I'm talking about legitimate ones. I'm talking about doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. But the history of the church is their backs are up against the wall, and here comes the Lord. Because Christians that are tried and true as unto the Lord, they understand that our extremity is always God's opportunity. And we're in that position right now. Now, I know that there's a small portion of guys like me across the country that are willing to stand up and put the trumpet to their mouth and blast it, regardless of how bad things are getting in this country. But I can tell you this about each one of them. They're actually out there doing something about the problem. And you know what the problem is? The problem is those that claim to be what they're not are the problems. They are the ones that add weight to the burden that they have to carry in waking the people up in this country. Due to the fact of the circumstances that we're all put into because of the people that don't do. Do you understand that there's good people that are having to carry the weight of those that do nothing or add to the burdens of what's taking place in this country? I mean, the way things have been sold to us in this country, friends, is the good guys, when they're in control, everything is well and all is good, right? That's what we're being told right now. But what we see is when the said good guys, the way that the mainstream media has defined them out or defined them out to be as being good, again, their definition of the word good, things get worse. Isn't that funny how that works? And it allies itself with Matthew 5:13, where it says that you're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Yep, we see all the good people, we see them doing what they shouldn't be doing, expecting other good people they call good in government, hoping they'll do for them what it is that they're not willing to do for themselves. And that's why I continuously say back to you as to what Edmund Burke said when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Let me say it this way. The very people that you're putting your trust into, people, is bringing a curse upon your nation just like the Lord said it would. And what's even worse than that is you're hoping that they're going to go ahead and take care of business. But the problem is, and you haven't come to the realization of it yet, is they are taking care of business, but they're not doing what they promised that they would do because you haven't realized that you are being betrayed because you betrayed the Lord. It's just that simple. It is truly just that simple. I add to or take away none of the truth when it comes to, in fact, the Word of God. And that's exactly the truth of the matter. Truth makes men free, friends, not compromise, right? I'm not here as a preacher to merely just feed the sheep, of course. If someone listening to me right now isn't a real Christian, a sheep, for example, and you come in and you start listening to the content of this message, that's good. I'm glad you're here because I'm called to seek out and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15. The list goes on, the Great Commission, right? But when a sheep comes in, that's all good. Real Christians, I'm glad you're here, the real ones. The hypocrites, I have no stomach for you. The Lord said either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You're a part of the problem. You're not good for the devil. You're not good for the Lord. You're good for nothing. You need to repent and choose as to whom you're going to serve today, not tomorrow. But I want to say this. On the other side, when the sheep come in, the real Christians, again, that's good, but we're not going to change the menu for giving sheep, in other words, the pure word of God, and by exchanging food for the sheep to feed the goats with goat food. We're not going to do that. Okay? In other words, we're not going to compromise our message to appease you. Who compromise? Period. I just, again, want to make clear that you all understand that what we're in is a testing ground. And either we're going to take the Lord at his word and understand it, and don't sit there and tell me about how you're an atheist and you're on the fence. Well, listen, let me just tell you this. You've been under the blessings of the Lord for 245 years in this country. You have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And the fact of the matter is you wanted to sit there and pivot on the fence because you had nothing to work or you had nothing to worry about because everything was taken care of for you and your prosperity. So what you've decided to do is forget the God that bestowed the blessings upon you, Deuteronomy 6:12, and you decided to go ahead and serve yourself. And then when the Lord comes in and tells you what the deal is and tells you how things are supposed to be, which is the most natural thing we can do out of gratitude for our Father who sacrificed his Son for the propitiation of the sins of the world, you didn't like that because now you'd have to serve him rather than yourself. Well, now what you have done is you've pushed yourself over into the judgments or under the judgments of God, and now you're beginning to understand that you're under the judgments of God. Now, I want to tell you this because you need to understand that if you're not going to listen to the Lord in the blessings, you're going to listen to him in the curses. And I'm preaching that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, because I want you to understand, you who profess to be an atheist, you're nothing but a liar, you're an adulterer, and you are holding on to the oldest form of sin known to mankind. And you need to repent because you all the well know what the truth is. The devils even believe and tremble. Boy, oh boy, was George Whitefield right when he said that man left to himself is a half devil and a half beast? Wow, I guess there's a lot of that going on in this country. But I'll tell you, friends, and I'm talking to everybody now except this little group of liars that want to go ahead and serve themselves and call themselves atheists. Isn't it interesting that if there was no God, there would be no atheist? They have no ground to stand on. By the way, that is what is premised concerning a communist ideology. But I want to say this to those liars, those idolaters, those fools that have said in their heart there is no such thing as God. I am not here to debate with your nonsense because you know that a building has a builder. You know that a painting has a painter. You know that creation has a creator. Just like you have a dad and a mom. Isn't that right? Oh, yes. And you want to sit there and try to debate with other people to try to get them to believe what you say you don't believe in. Isn't that interesting? Folks, let me just go off on this little tangent, please. You know what, Mr. Atheist, let me ask you the next question. And I know I'm prophetically talking to some people right now. Do you believe in fairies? No, you say, I don't believe in fairies. No, not at all. Who could be stupid enough to believe in fairies? Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Atheist. Do you believe in leprechauns? No, absolutely not. Who would ever believe in a leprechaun? How about unicorns? No way. Bradley, I'm an atheist, but I'm not that stupid. Really? Can I ask you a question, guy? Lady, who are you at war with then? Why is it that you want everybody to believe the way that you believe? You spend your whole life working against a God that you say you don't believe in? Do you spend time worrying against and trying to get everybody else convinced that there is no such thing as a leprechaun? Do you try to convince others that there's no such thing as a unicorn or fairies? No, you just want them to know that you don't serve God. Why? Because you're a revolter. You're a rebel towards your creator, and you need to repent. And it's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. You're the worst of men. But here's the good news for you. Since you didn't want to listen to the Lord and the blessings, you're going to start to find him in the curses. And as it rains more judgment, it's amazing to me how all of a sudden you people begin to believe the Lord when he's judging a nation rather than when he's blessing it. Well, welcome to what you procured unto yourselves. Congratulations. But it's my job to preach the whole counsel. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. It's your choice. We'll be right back. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's amazing to me how many people will take the time to try to poison the well. It really is. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, please do. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's get to this really quick. I named the show today, friends, You Are the Militia. Don't you ever forget it. People don't like that. Because they want their politicians that are turning their country, being used to steer your country to a global order. They want somebody else to do for them the things that God has commanded them to do. That's why they don't like headlines like that. Whenever I lay responsibility on the American people for the state of their country, they get mad. They turn the dial. They don't want to listen to Moses. They want to listen to Aaron. They want a God of prosperity. Oh, and I'll tell you what, they got one. They got one, and they were the ones that picked him and chose him. And it's exactly what they're getting. But they're not getting what they thought that they were in for. Believe me. Believe me. So we named it You Are the Militia. We've covered this quite a bit over the last couple days. Wanted to highlight really what's going on in your country right now. Breitbart concerning the Second Amendment. This is what happens when you tolerate, because I'm not going to sit there and try to plead with you concerning the provisions that our forefathers gave us concerning Article 2, Section 4, and impeachment and prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If you don't want to do this concerning what we have available unto us as to how to deal with corruption concerning our said representatives, because we are riddled with it across the country. Americans need to take their government back, and their representatives, they need to be put in line lawfully. Okay. But if you don't do that, this is what you're going to get. Adam Schiff now they're playing again. They play off each other. The right and left continuously play off each other. They tee it up for the other party. The party gets in power. Then what they do is they push the agenda further down, and they do it vice versa. And as a matter of fact, if you do your homework, you're going to find that those that call themselves the right, they do more damage than what they call themselves concerning the left. Just so you know, I just want to make sure you understand that, okay? And I would love somebody to go ahead and test me on that, because I'm fixing to show you that in just a moment. 281-845-4704. But I want you to see this. Adam Schiff, this criminal, this plant, he's installed. You know he's installed. Everything about this creep is wrong. Okay, but Adam Schiff pays homage to Dianne Feinstein, who, by the way, I did my homework on her as well. You all the well know who she is, friends. She was caught up in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And then when she died, her making $174,400 a year, somehow or another, she aggrandized unto herself and accumulated millions and millions of dollars, including homes and airplanes. I wonder how she got that. Let's play stupid, should we, Americans? Come on. Let's just play stupid. Let's play dense to what's going on here. Let's do this. Let's just get the Republicans to have another meeting to merely sit around and complain about who it is that they tolerate. And the same thing goes for the other unconstitutional side. Again, it's embarrassing, but I want you to see that they're at it again, friends. Never ceasing from their efforts to go ahead and tear away at your God-given rights. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that when you look at the Bill of Rights, it's interesting. When I read the Bill of Rights, and I said you should take the time to read the preamble to the Bill of Rights. I just want to read it for you just real quick, if you don't mind, because the purpose of government is to ensure your God-given rights, not to take them away. Not to take them away. And when they're warned to take away your God-given rights, the burden of proof is not on you, it's on them. Show us where you're getting that delegated authority from. Nope, the mainstream media keeps it on you to prove what it already says. It never falls back to the corrupt politicians that they're accomplices and covering up for their crimes. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. But let me go back over to the Bill of Rights really quick. Listen carefully to what the preamble to the Bill of Rights says. It says the convention of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, they expressed the desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. That's what's going on all day long, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Why? And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of the institution. Wow, that's crazy. Further restrictive measures have been added to stop these scoundrels working on the behest of their foreign handlers to go ahead and disarm you. The objective is to disarm you. Listen carefully. That's why they're so emboldened. Like, for example, and I talked to a guy out of Colorado today, and he was telling me what the Jared Polis was trying to do. I said, I warned people about Jared Polis 15 years ago. He's a sodomite. He is one that preys on children. Now he's got the whole state doing it. He told me this morning, he said, now what they're doing is they're trying to say that if Sammy wants to be Susie and the parents don't let him at 8 or 9 years old, that the state can come in and kidnap the child. I said, sir, that's a provocation of war. He said, yes, it is. And he goes, the people I know out here right now are just waiting for it. Isn't it interesting how this is all happening right in front of your face, murdering your children, making a prey of your children, and people still don't want to take responsibility. Let me ask you, are they retreating? No, they're not retreating. Why? Why would they retreat? You keep playing into the hands of those that keep delivering you up concerning these clowns in the circus of politics that you believe somehow or another are on your side. You know what else is embarrassing here? Let me tell you this one. You guys have all heard this, the deep state. Oh, yeah, the deep state this and the deep state. No, that's just another straw man for people to accuse of another entity, by the way, that doesn't exist, right? To get eyes off of their favorite politicians. Can somebody tell me or give me definition of what a deep state is, please? 281-845-4704. Your silence speaks volumes. Hey, folks, these are talking points that they cannot define. 281-845-4704. Somebody define a deep state for me, please. I'm wanting to hear from somebody define deep state. Oh, and I also wanted to show you this too. I just pulled this up this morning, right before the radio show. This is a list of American federal politicians convicted of crimes. For all of you that sit back and say it can't be done, I got a list of literally thousands of individuals that have been prosecuted for their crimes in government. What are you talking about? When your representatives tell you they can't drop the articles of impeachment, say, what are you talking about? Hey, folks, when Wikipedia tells you and they're divulging this information, you better know there's got to be something to it. Oh, there's definitely something to it. It shows you how weak people are in this country. I'm waiting for that call for all of you that talk the nonsense of the deep state. I want somebody to call me and define deep state for me because I am here on this platform to tell you it does not exist. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'll wait for some calls to come in. In the meantime, I wanted to show you this. I did an article back in 2018 called The Political Champions Say, Do As I Say, But Don't Do As I Do. See, because the true hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his deception, like the politicians that you tolerate, and the one lies with sincerity. That's what they do. They've so seared their consciences, they don't even know how to tell you the truth anymore. You know, it was like I continuously highlight the fact that it doesn't matter who's in office. Like, for example, yesterday, Donald Trump was asked about from People magazine, you know, is it your job to enforce the laws and the Constitution? He said he didn't know. Why? Because he doesn't know the content of the Constitution, nor does he know the enumerated laws. The man doesn't even know that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and you're going to sleep at night giving him the helm. That's insane. Here, let me say, how do we fix America's problems? I just want to add a little grace to this conversation. Well, let me say it this way. The answer to America's troubles, they are not found in the People's White House. They're to be found in the Lord's house. Now, I don't know why, but I got a phone call coming in, and somehow or another, can I ask who this is, please?
Hey, Bradley, this is Dan Franklin from Portage, Indiana.
Oh, hey, Dan, it's all yours, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in. I don't know why somebody's not answering down there, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead.
No problem. Deep state, I don't know how to define it. It's this amorphous thing that people refer to as the dark side, you know, all these bad actors doing things to us, but they can't put their finger on who it is. It's the people they disagree with. But I would agree that there is a dark presence working against the American Republic, but people don't name them. They just call it, oh, the deep state, the swamp, the whatever.
Right. Okay, fair enough, but I got a question for you. So when we talk about the deep state, what I want to put into perspective here is, let's say that there was. I know that there's foreign powers, there's illegal entities in the country. I understand all that. That's absolutely true. That are trying to create domestic insurrection to be used as a battering ram to upend who we are. I'll come right back to this. Hold on with me, Don. Hold on with me. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, President of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen, at your own risk, you may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Dan, my friend, calling in from Indiana, and I was really kind of hoping, Dan, that someone is going to call me and just stand up on a platform that did not exist. But you want to go ahead and define deep state again for us, and then I'll pick up from there, my friend.
Yep, thank you, friend. I'm saying that deep state are those people that are working against the republic to try to throw it down. You look at recently, we hear about all these activist judges that are resisting everything that's good and enforcing everything that's bad. They're letting criminals go. They're blocking good legislation, good decisions. That's what I think of as the deep state.
Yep.
It's the swamp.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
The bad thing is, when you drain the swamp, the effluent goes somewhere. Where does it go?
Yeah,
where do the people go?
Yeah, the bureaucracies stay. Yeah, regardless of the administration, they stay. And I don't think people pay attention to that. Once they're basically implemented, or should I say installed, because much of it is installation, they stay there regardless of what administration moves on to the next. So let me address this. So a lot of people will accuse, for example, a lot of the bad things happening in this country to the deep state. And what I like to always put to the people is the question then is, how does the deep state do what the deep state does without the politicians doing it for what they call the deep state? That makes sense?
Exactly, because the people do not hold the representatives accountable.
Yep. Okay, so, but if the politicians... Go ahead.
Why is Adam Schiff still in office? He's a sodomite murderer. Why is he in office?
Yep. Yep, I agree. So again, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here. The what they call the deep state can't do what the deep state does without the politicians doing for what the deep state is bidding it to do. So what happens when the politicians, or let's call them statesmen respectfully, what happens when our said representatives actually do their job and they say no to the higher bidder? Then what happens to the deep state, as they call it?
That's a good question.
Exactly.
The people have to be involved. The people have to be involved to let their desires be known. Hold their representatives accountable. And that isn't happening.
Exactly. And so my point again, Dan, I just want to make clear that I'm going to stand to this, because it's the politicians doing what it is that the people sit there and equate to the deep state, when in fact it's the politicians doing it for them. Because if the deep state, it would immediately go away. It would scurry in the face of our said representatives that were actually doing their job, because they would not be going along with it. And really, a lot of this comes from the highest bidder and special interest groups that are trying to destroy this country. Now, on another note, there are no doubt, and I can tell you firsthand experience through harassment from government agencies that are unconstitutional, that they're all over the United States of America. And what I'm talking about is these alpha agencies that are completely unconstitutional, and they're completely unknown by most Americans. They're right in your backyard right now watching anybody that would dare stand up against them. But I'm not suggesting to anybody to bend the knee or submit to them. No, I'm telling you to stand up and get other people awakened in your local areas, in your communities, to stand up against it, because they're everywhere we look. So I'm agreeing with the fact that there are powers that are trying to take us down, but I'm also saying, on the other hand, they wouldn't be here if the politicians weren't doing their biddings. Fair enough?
That's right. And the politicians do their bidding because there's a trail of money. Follow the money.
Exactly. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it, my friend. I want to get over to this. So I'm going to go ahead and just tee it up for tomorrow, because again, once we get going and the Holy Ghost takes over, Romans 8:14, we're going with them. And we're going to yield ourselves over to what he has to say. And there were some people prophetically that needed to hear what was going on today. And folks, we're going to go right after them. It's my job to slay sin, Ephesians 6:5, not to sit there and patty cake with them. But let me just show you what it is the American people are putting up with, because we're seeing a big onslaught of governmental abuse again in the state. And I'm telling you, folks, you need to start talking to the right people, because the people, I don't care what state you're in this country, people are on the line of saying no more. And if it's not with words coming out of their mouth, I can tell you that's all you have to do is look at them, because some of them are just waiting for the opportunity to right the wrong. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay. Let me tell you this. I did this article called Political Champions Say, Do As I Say, But Don't Do As I Do. You can put that up against Matthew 23. Jesus was rebuking the religious hypocrites for their hypocrisies. And I just want to give you an example of this really quick. Do you guys remember a guy? He was an ex-California state senator. His name was Leland Yee. Do you guys remember this guy? He had a gun control A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization, which has no lawful standing in America. But since the American people don't know, that's why they're there. That's why they're assailing your God-given rights. But what's interesting about Leland Lee, the ex-California state senator, he was a gun control champion. He was a champion. I want to show you how this works. And it's the same thing with so many other politicians. They claim to be the champion of this when, in fact, they're guilty of it. Now, look at this. The Washington Post reported that Mr. Leland Lee, the ex-California state senator, a gun control champion with an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization, he is now heading to prison for weapons trafficking. Do you hear me? Here, let me give you a couple examples. Here's another one. Oh, hang on a second. We got another call here. This is Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Who do I have on the phone with me, please?
It's Kevin Moore.
Okay, go ahead with your question or comment. Thank you.
Hi, Bradley. I just want to tell you that I love your show. And I'm not one for doing this, but I watch your show Sunday. I'm from New York, and you touched my heart. And thank you for standing up yourself.
Amen, guy. What's your name?
Kevin Moore.
Kevin, listen, if I didn't know you were from the East Coast, I would say there was something wrong with me, guy, because it is all over your voice. I want to tell you something. I'm honored to be a part of your life, guy. I'm honored that you're joining us for church every weekend, as are so many. I'm honored. And so I'm here for you. And I just want to tell you, thank you for calling me and telling me what you just told me, because you're the reason I do what I do, my friend.
Yeah.
Is that good? Does that sound good?
Oh man, you know, now you touch my heart.
Amen.
You touch my heart.
Will you call? Yep. Go ahead.
I don't usually do this.
That's okay.
We need guys like you, You are just watching your show now. I don't know if you're live, but you're taking phone calls.
I am.
Like you just said, you said this. You said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. My dad used to say that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if my father was alive today to see what's going on in this country, he is, it's just sickening.
It is. Well, listen, you call in anytime you want to, okay? Because again, you are the reason. You are what I glory in. You are, again, the reason I do what I do, because so often I don't get to see or hear from people that are being touched by the Lord. And when you call in such a fashion, I just got to tell you how much that means to me as well. So this is a dual blessing, my friend, okay, from New York. And by the way, if you want to do an event in New York, hey, anytime, we'll sit down afterwards and we'll have some pizzas and some Cokes. How about that?
Yeah, I don't drink Coke. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll eat pizza.
Okay. Well, I think you get the point. I got 1 minute. Thanks for the call. You call in anytime, guy. Hey, guys, I'm going to make it your show, just for the record. Thanks for the call. The guy from New York. Man, I love New Yorkers. I love the East Coast. When I get phone calls like that, guys, I'm just going to yield. I'm just going to yield, because that is payday right there when I hear someone's being touched by the Holy Ghost. And I just praise God for you again, my friend from New York. With that said, I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. I'm going to pick it up with do as I say, but don't do as I do. And then I'm also going to bring it over to the militia. That is, unless I get in the way and I got to get out of the way again. Okay, listen, folks, I love you by what I do. It's my job to stir up and to wake up the people of this country. And I hope that, because I know that, for example, if I can just say this in ending before we get to tomorrow, is God does not reward us for our accomplishments. Let me end the show with this. He doesn't reward us for our accomplishments. You know what he rewards us for? Our faithfulness. And when we're faithful unto him, the Bible says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what the payday is? For a better way of saying it and equating metaphorically what I want to say, it's always the people and the transformation of lives that are touched by the Holy Ghost. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.